with his friends. We are going to be learning Parak Tzadi Dalet of Tehillim. L'schus Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana and Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina and Yehuda Yaakov ben Dinachash of Bracha Matzlacha B'chol Ma'asa Yedehem. We're going to base ourselves on various Mepharshim, Midas Mikra, Kel Mekamos Hashem, Kel Mekamos Hofia. The God of Vengeance should appear. The God of Vengeance is Hashem. The God of Vengeance appear. This pasuk is calling out, and it's saying, your midah is to be a Kel Mekamos. Kel Mekamos Hashem. You are a God of Vengeance. And therefore, Kel Mekamos Hofia. I want you to be Megala this Mida Hashem. Obviously towards the Rishayim. The Al-Shech says, as is brought down in the art scroll, brings down a lot of nice Mepharshim, that even though Hashem is a God of Chesed, but when he needs to towards the Rishayim, he's also a God of Vengeance, so we can also learn from the Midas of Hashem that at times we have to be Anshei Chesed and at times we have to be stricter. Even though the Sfarim say that we follow Hashem only in the Midos of Tov and not in the Midos of strictness, but certainly in our lives at times we must also act in ways of Nekama. We find by Midyan, we know, okay, Nikmas Hashem by Midyan, Mikmas b'nei Yisrael mi'midyan. Mikmas Hashem and Mikmas b'nei Yisrael. Ki nasei shafei ta'aretz hashev gemul al geim. Arise, you judge of the earth, and render recompense to the haughty. So this Hinasei Shofet Shofet Haaretz, arise judge of the earth, can mean to sit on your exalted chair to judge the earth. So this Shofet is a Dayan. So we want you to show that you're the judge. Elevate your chair, or it can mean reveal to those who sit on the land that you are exalted in that you bring punishment with a heavy hand, a high hand. That's shofet milashon osedin, that carrying out punishment. Hinasei shofet haaretz, carry out punishment. So either it could be judge, dayan, or it could be one who punishes. Sforno says that in order to punish the Rishayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to go high. He says, Novadia. That even though you're high like an eagle, and your nest is by the stars, I'm going to bring you down from there, Hashem says. Misham aritchanum, Hashem. So Hashem has to go up high in order to bring down the Rishayim. Hashev gemul al geim. Geim are these Rishayim that are knowing with gaiva and chutzpah. We're asking Hashem to punish these people who are noeg with gaiva and chutzpah, klape shemaim and klape habrios. So this geyim is parallel to hinasei. So they think they're the geyim, they're high up. No, hinasei, we want you to go up and give gemul, give recompense, pay back those geyim, those people who think they're high. Show them they're not so high after all. David says, Hinasei, Here Roma Musecha Vahashev Gmul Al Miskaim Lamulcha. Show your exaltedness and pay back those who are Mizga opposite you. Show that you're higher. So we have Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. That's That's God's Midah, which has to reveal itself. First we say that's who you are. You're a God of Nekama at times. And now we want you to reveal it. It's not just enough. We want it to be brought out practically in the world. We want you to elevate yourself and pay back those who think they're high. Ad Masai Rishayim, pause Hashem. Ad Masai Rishayim Ya'alozu. How long should the wicked, Hashem, how long should the wicked exult? We're saying to Hashem, Hashem, how long are the wicked going to exult? It's a cry of tsar and of complaint. It's not roy, you Hashem, that you should let the Rishayim exult, be so happy in their Hatzlacha for such a long time. So that's Ad Masai. Until when are they going to Yalozu? Are they going to be so happy? As the Radak says, it's been so long, this long galus, that the Rishayim are exulting and they're speaking terrible things and they're going up high. How long is this going to last for? Yabiu Yidabru Asak Yisamru Kopole Oven. They speak freely. They utter malicious falsehood. They glorify themselves, all workers of iniquity. The Malbim says, Ritzon Lomar Him Toanim, Madua Hashem Machrish La Rishayim. So number one, you should appear because you're the Kel Nekamos. That's who you are. Number two, it's also right because you're the mitzvah that you're the shofet. Not only are you Kel Nekamos, you're the shofet. So you should give them punishment for their evil deeds. And number three, it's also mechuyev mitzvah hayosher ki ad masai yimtzu rishayim, ad masai rishayim yalozu batzlocha. They're going to keep being successful. They're going to exult in their success. Yibiu v'yadabru asak v'yisamru kol polei oven. What are they going to try to show? They're going to say this falsehood because they're going to say that there's no God, there's no judgment in the world. And we don't want that. We have an Ezra says, Yisamru, they glorify themselves, as Milshon Amir. Amir is the tallest stalk of wheat. And Yeshaya, Parakeet Zayin, Pasuk Vav. So this is used to describe glorification, distinction, as Hashem ha'amarta hayom. Hashem, you've magnified today. So the Goyim, look at what they're saying. They're glorifying in their rishus. They speak constantly divrei asok, divrei gaivla, divrei chutzpah. This lashon of asak we also find in Lamed Aleph Yates Te'alamna Sifsei Sheker Adobras Al Tzadik Asak, that they should become mute, those people who speak falsely, those who speak with gaiva and chutzpah klape the tzadik. Also Ayin Hei Vav, we have that lashon. Continues David HaMelech, Amcha Hashem Yidaku V'nachalascha Ya'anu. Your nation, Hashem, they crush and they afflict your heritage. Says the Radak. That Am Yisrael is called Amcha v'nachalascha. Am Yisrael is called your nation and your heritage. Va'osam shem Yisrael chazakim uve'ezus hamalchus yidaku osam harishayim apritzim v'yanu osam kasher yuchlu lasos aval achalushim amana v'ger v'yisom yargu osam shein lem tovim. So, we're strong, but the Goyim try their best with the help of the Malchus to oppress us, to crush us, to afflict us. The next pasuk could get worse. It gets worse. These are the strong people. But Amana v'ger yarogu v'yisomu yiratzecho. The widow and the stranger they kill, and the orphans they murder. The Malbim says, "Amcha gamzos midivrei polam." This is what the doers of iniquity are also saying. Em tonim lomar admasa rishayim Hashem Elohim yidaku es amcha v'yanu es nachalascha v'gam amana v'ger yarogu shemratzim es hatzadikim es hachaloshim admasa yieze v'lo tasim mishpat. Can Yabiu Yidabu Asak Yisamu Pole Oven? It's not a Lama, can Yitan and Neged Hashem? So the Malbim says that these people, the Malbim said before, saying there's no judgment, they're saying this pasuk. It's not us crying out. According to the Malbim, it's the bad guys. They're saying, look, guys, you're not doing anything. All of your weak people are being killed, all the good people are being killed, and you're not doing anything. That's their chutzpah. So it could be that David HaMelech is calling out. We're calling out. Amcha Hashem Yidaku V'nachas Chaya'anu Amana V'ger Yarogu V'sam Yeratzechu. It's not fair. Or it could be that the bad guys are saying this, saying, look, there's no Mishpat in the world. V'yamru lo yirekha V'lo yavina lokei Yaakov. And they say, Ka won't see, nor will the God of Jacob understand. So they say, that God has no, he doesn't know what's going on, he doesn't see it. V'ayde'atana se'elu yomru v'yochichu, ki lo yirekha, she'ashem ein mashgiach b'olam, says the Malbim. Shema yamshgiach ha'yosem mishpat la'ashukim, in the kamal ha'rishayim. V'v'achrech shlo yiras in yonay olam ha'shav v'lo even es kol anasa sham, v'en ha'makrish ha'mashgiach ha'yushtei kitos. So there's two types of deniers of Hashem. They say that Hashem isn't watching over the world. One group, one caste says that Hashem isn't mashgiach and yanam apratim. They weren't makish the idea. They say God knows. From the beginning, God knows. In general, but not the details. Because the details, you have to see with your eyes. God doesn't have the kelim for that, like the philosophers say. So that's lo yirekha. They show you my Krishna Gama Yadiya, Kumashikasu Gam Kenarambam. say God doesn't even know. So some say God knows in general, but he doesn't know the details. Some say God doesn't even know in general.
Take it for Hashem Matzlichim, Shumashakas of Kelnakomo Sophia, Mosai Rishem Hashem, Vekasa Shnia, Yeroe, Ayurios, Ayas, Mashkas of Amcha, Hashem Yidaku, Amana Vegeria Robu, Shimishlo Yidia Clovis, Mirias Kadumim, Lohayeroishi, Bore Rishem, Machrib Mesa Yishu. So the first group brings their raya from the fact that God doesn't punish the Rishem immediately. And that's the Kelnakomo Hashem, Kelnakomo Sophia, Mosai Rishem Hashem. Look, the Rishayim keep doing all this destruction, and God isn't doing anything about it. So it must be that God isn't taking care of the Pratim. And the second group is saying God doesn't even know about it in the first place, because Amcha Yishem Yidaku, Nachaslai Anu, Amman Vigei Arogu. If you had this idea, why did you create all these bad guys in the first place? It must be, you didn't know. You didn't know originally what was going to happen. Therefore, you created all these terrible people. Binu boarin ba'an uchsile masal taskiru. Understand, you boys among the nation. And you fools, when will you gain wisdom? Hanota ozen al yishma yetzer ayin al yabi tayosa goyim al yachich amalami ladam das. He who implants the ear, should he not hear? Fashions the eye, he doesn't see. He chastises peoples, should he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge. Is the Malvin with some alomer shall call Poel, Beliman, Kleeman, Akele, Mule, Shapol, and Asib, Klea, Haub, Mitsuya, Etzlo, Lahai Yochal, Asoso, Lahaina Mashkasa, Shashem, Lyasi, Gaila, Protam, Yosin, Musogi, Ahushim, Shem, Lyasi, Bahush, Azim, Meshif, Shimayin, Asagas, Horos, Nella, Meashem, Echimsi, Zak, Klea, Mucham, Mitsagas, Horos, Roshema. In order for you to make a Klea, you have to understand what this Klea is all about. So if God doesn't know about, if God doesn't see, then how did he make an eye? Of course God sees, so don't say God doesn't see. Don't say Hashem doesn't have chushim. Hashem created the eye, of course he does. And he's nota ozen al yishman, of course he can hear. Hayoser goyim, halo yochiach. He who chastises people, shouldn't he rebuke? Ken yochiach Hashem v'yisvakeach v'hashiv al divrei po'al yav mitan oseyim zeo yochiach mitzad shehem yoser goyim v'mitzad shum alamid ladam das shevikucho yizgal im ha'idei adem prati shum alam do das k'mo shegal v'yichidei skul chachamim o nevim sheyedu ofnei hashkochaso sheyachich adei sheyoser goyim v'gdolim Yisurim atche aydeze yakiru ashkachasa v'schar v'onsho k'mo shesam ososav v'mitzrayim. So there's a way God shows us that he's in charge. He's going to answer them. How? Sometimes by giving Yisurim, like he did to Mitzrayim. Sometimes malami d'ladim da'as, sometimes the individual. Yichidei skul in Avim, he shows him his ashkacha. Hashem Yodea Machshavos Adam Kihema Haga. God knows the thoughts of man. They're futile. Shiochich Viyare Shalolavad Shiodeas Masat Yandia Machshavosa Vervola Vendovanela Meito. Not only does God know our deeds, but God even knows our thoughts. Hayoser goyim alo yochiach can mean that if God gives musar to the goyim, if he teaches them mankind darchei ha-musar chachman yiras elokim, what is he not going to judge? Is
he not going to punish? Of course. He taught us, he gave us das to know derech hamusar, of course he's going to punish. Doesn't only know our deeds, he even knows our machshavas. Ashrei ha-gever asher tiyasrenu kal mitaroscha tselamdenu. Praises to the man who caught disciplines and whom you teach from your Torah. Says the Radak, What did the Rishayim say? If Hashem values tzidkus, why do you suffer? And the answer is that we suffer because Hashem loves us. Me'avos chosanu te'asrenu. That's what it means. Asherei ha'gever asher te'asrenu, because he's fortunate. He does it out of love. U'mitarischa selamdenu. Fortunate is the man that you teach him from your Torah. What's the Torah? The Horah. That fortunate is the man that when he's getting these Yisurin, he knows that it's coming from Hashem. That it's from Hashem's Horah, it's Hashem's teaching. Or, what fortunate is the man that when he gets Yisurin, he learns from the Torah. He looks into the Torah and sees that this is for his deeds. So he fixes his deeds. Rashi says, Ashrem atzadikim hamu'unim tachas yedchem. Uvat she'oskim Torah mitzvahs, fortunate tzadikim that are suffering, as long as they're being osik in Torah mitzvahs. V'hashkid lo mimei ra'ad yikara l'rosh ha'shachas. To give him rest from the days of evil, until a pit is dug for the wicked. Rashi says, "Ki yisurim gormim lo v'hashkit lem yimedin kehenem at sheyirish yichor l'rosh ha'shachas." That this yisurim are good. He doesn't have to get gehenem. The Rishayim do. The Rashi says that when you get these Yisurim, they're saving you from Gehenna. It's a good thing. The Radak learns differently. The Radak learns that these Mimei Ra, these days of evil, of the Rishayim, are not Mashkit. The Rishayim, they're Mashkit, the Tzadikim. And when these Rishayim have their days of evil, the Tzaddikim will be able to rest. Kshiyu Yimei Ra L'Rashi Yashkit L'Tzaddik. According to Rashi, these Yimei Ra of the Tzaddik are also Mashkit for the Tzaddik, because he doesn't have to go to Gehenna. According to Radak, the Yimei Ra of the Rishayim are Mashkit for the Tzaddik. And Hashem digs him in a pit. Ad is Ba'od, while then Hashem is giving rest for the tzaddikim while he's digging this pit for the Rishayim. Va'ad perishokam abo'od, while he's digging this pit for the Rishayim. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo v'nachalos lo yazov. Sheharei, the tzaddik knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish this Rasha, Because lo yitosh Hashem amo, God's never going to leave us. V'nachaloso lo yazov. Earlier on we said, Amcha Hashem yidaku v'nachalos chayanu, but in the end, this nachala, this heritage, God's not going to forsake. Ki ad tzedek yashuv mishpat v'acharav kol yishrei lev. For justice should revert to righteousness, and following it will be all of upright heart. The Mitzudas David says, this yashuv mishpat, justice shall revert to righteousness. Mishpat yisurim alav yavo v'yashuv yavo. Ad ki yishar mutzdak lizakat. Ve'acharav, acharav kechlos ha'mishpat yeshuvu kulam yos lishrei lev ki avon yismarek lo yisifu od lachta brosan ki ha'mishpat musad lava. We're going to get our punishment and then we're going to be clean. All the sin is going to be cleansed, and then everybody afterwards is going to be a yashar lev. Or it can mean ki ad tzedek yashuv mishpat, is talking about the rishayim. Not that the tzedekim are going to get their punishment and everything's going to be good, but the rishayim are going to get their punishment and everything's going to be good. Like it says in the Navi, v'shiva shavtach k'rishonu v'yotzach k'vatchila. After there's going to be a mishpat tzedek baretz, all the yishrei lev are going to come back to their shalva. They're not going to be meduker, they're not going to be meuna. These yishrei lev is talking about tzedekim, or is it real tzedek yishrei lev simcha? So don't worry about it. The rishayim are going to get their punishment. There's going to be justice in the world, and then everything is going to be good. Or the tzaddikim are going to get their punishment, everything is going to be good. But in the end, everybody is going to be pure. All the good guys are going to be pure. It's Hashem. In the next year, I hope to finish this perek. We reached up to pasuk. Tes Zayin. And we should all be zocha lilmoz of the lamid lishma v'lasis of a kaimis called divrei salmat arasi v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. We should see taka this mishpat. We should see the yishrei leif. Or is it really tzadik yishrei leif simcha? The simcha that's going to be at the end. And obviously tehillim is mayim shen l'nsof. There's so much to talk about. So much to learn. Today we did mamish pashup shat. So we hope to be mamik in this parak in the future. Amen v'yamein. Shalom shalom. Sweetest most beloved friends.